I know it's insane, but there is a very real possibility that he ends up walking. Luigi Mangione will not face the death penalty.
Yay!
U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett dismissed the murder charge in his federal indictment, which is the only thing that could have carried a death sentence. In the federal case, he now only faces two counts of stalking. The reason for this is because the DOJ overplayed their hand when charging him. The definition of murder one in New York apparently is more strict or more stringent. They have like a stronger requirement for murder one. This is the federal charge, not the state charge. The point is that the DOJ f***ed it up, okay? The point is that the DOJ f***ed it up. But right now, federally, it's two counts of stalking. The Minnesotans almost broke his ass out, too. Yeah, I saw this. Will Stancil wildin' out there. Man allegedly tried to break Luigi Mangione out of jail by impersonating FBI agent. It do be like that, Mr. Stancil.
It do be like that, Mr. Stancil.
Just two stalking charges. The judge disagreed, finding the stalking charges did not amount to crimes of violence and dismissed two counts in Mangione's federal case, murder charge related firearm offense. Da, da, da. So yeah, it's just the state charges, really. Doesn't it have something to do with their evidence filing? Maybe, maybe. Still pretty good. My man did not, in fact, do shit. From CBS News.
All right, we now go to some breaking news. A New York federal judge has just dropped the death penalty charge against Luigi Mangione for the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. This is a major blow to prosecutors. U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett found that the charge was, quote, technically flawed. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi joins us now for more on this story. So talk about how this
You're
decision
bright.
You think was made.
Yeah, this is an epic win for the defense. And I do want
Does anyone else think it's charming now? We all suffered millennialisms a decade ago, but now that they're corny, it's come back around a little bit. Not at all, no. Okay.
I want to just walk through a little bit of how the law, the technical law, plays into this decision, because it's not simply just the judge deciding, hey, I don't think the death penalty should be eligible in this case. There were four counts. This federal...
What if Mamdani was doing a press conference celebrating some new infrastructural development, and he points to the thing that was built and he smiles self-consciously and then calls it awesome sauce and then giggles at himself. Come on. Is there not like a charm in delivery a bit? Is there not like a little, is there no like whimsy left in your heart? Impeachable offense? Okay. All right.
And charge Mangione with four counts. The first two involve stalking, and the second two, counts three and four, are those death penalty. Three was the death penalty eligible count, which involved murder through the use of a firearm in commission of another crime of violence. And we've heard this idea of a predicate crime before. Counts three and four, those predicate crimes, were the stalking charges. And the defense made a really good motion, noting that stalking is not a crime of violence. Therefore, counts three and four were legally insufficient. And that's what the judge agreed with today. This is why having very sophisticated criminal defense attorneys pays off. They are winning almost every motion they are making. Remember, in the state case, they got that highest charge.
I know it's insane, but there is a very real possibility that he ends up walking. They're racking up multiple wins without the jury even being involved. They're racking up wins on procedural grounds right now.
Off the table, murder one, because they said this was not an act of terrorism. The judge agreed with them there. The life in prison, which was the highest sentence available on that charge, taken off the table in the state case. Now we have the death penalty taken off the table in the federal case.
New York State's going to give him life. Hey, don't get too zealous, okay? My man didn't do shit. It really depends on whether or not they can pin him there. Because my understanding is right now there's a lot of ambiguity concerning the legitimacy of the evidence of the gun as submitted by the police. Remember? They search Luigi Mangione. They don't find anything on him. Officer turns the body camera off. They search him again. Oh, there was a gun in there, it turns out. Like, it was stuff like that. I thought the gun charge was dropped. It was. So if the gun charge, well, on a federal level, right? But if the gun charge is dropped, again, like, if they don't have evidence he was carrying a gun, like, what evidence is there that that was him? Seriously, like, what evidence?
Huge, huge win for the defense.
So remind us, Caroline, what the debate over the evidence was specifically with regards to when police first approached Luigi Mangione.
Yeah, Vlad, that's sort of the major outstanding issue left to be decided in both of these cases, and it is pivotal. So I mentioned before that the defense is winning, winning many major motions, including this one we just heard about. However, I'm not as confident that they will win this motion, which is a huge make or break motion, both for the prosecution and the defense. Essentially, what Mangione's attorneys were arguing is that evidence that was seized in the Altoona McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, upon his arrest, in his backpack, key pieces of evidence in his backpack, including that magazine cartridge, the gun, we're seeing it there, a journal, basically a manifesto explaining reasons about why he allegedly did what he did.
Super normal things to carry, like a while after doing a murder, by the way. The gun that you use to murder a person and a manifesto saying exactly what you did and why you did it. Just normal, totally normal stuff for one to do, you know?
That the defense is saying was obtained in violation of his Fourth Amendment right because they didn't have a warrant. Now, the alternate argument to that, you know, police can do a search without a warrant and be not in violation of the Constitution if there are exigent circumstances. And I think the judge ultimately will let this evidence in under what's known as the inevitable discovery doctrine. It's a pretty technical legal issue, but this is what these lawyers are doing. They are getting down into the nitty-gritty, making these motions and causing really putting the government to their proof. That's sort of the last question in this case before we get to trial. And that's sort of the biggest.
Do you think Mangione killed the CEO or not? I'm going to give him credit for it, whether or not I think he did, because the government decided to make him the patsy for this. I think it's irrelevant. At the end of the day, what's more important than anything is the preservation of the legal rights that we all have when we face prosecution. If the government can't make their case properly, if they have to rely on illegal surveillance, planting evidence, or so on, then I don't know.
Issue left to be determined. Again, I'm not optimistic that the defense will win that, but the defense must be very, very happy today in this ruling to dismiss counts 3 and 4. Really big deal.
Caroline, you know, I can't remember the last time we had a case this big, this captivating, really not just here in the U.S., but around the world, right? There was so much publicity about it. I felt like everyone's social media feeds were just filled with images and videos of Luigi Mangione. And I just wonder how, if any way, that may impact the legal proceedings here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is going to be an incredibly difficult case for trial to pick a jury. You know, one of the issues today to be addressed was that juror questionnaire, which is essentially trying to sift out jurors that potentially could have biases that they can't overcome. I mean, we're seeing this Free Luigi Mangione movement really pick up speed here. I mean, this breaking news about somebody trying to break him out of the federal prison that he's in. I mean, his defense.
All right. Yeah, they are going to have a tough time picking a jury.